Guelph, Aramosa. The township is looking to regulate food trucks in agricultural zones in 2025 in the hopes it will support local farms. One of two options presented for the council to choose from by the township's clerk Amanda Knight at a Guelph, Aramosa council meeting Monday morning. Knight said the idea to regulate food trucks on agricultural properties was inspired by inquiries from local farmers and council members asking after food trucks as part of their business diversification efforts. This project would involve an exploration of other municipal approaches to accommodate this use, ensuring that the regulations align with the needs of farmers while preserving the agricultural integrity of the township and consistency with the provincial and official plan policies, said Knight, in the report. The other option proposed council consider regulating short-term accommodations, STAs, to appropriate areas of the township. The township's currently zoning bylaw is silent on short-term accommodations, which have become increasingly common in rural and urban communities. Given the growing interest in STAs, it is essential to provide clear regulations that balance community needs with opportunities for economic diversification, said Knight, in the report. Discussing both options at the meeting, all councillors were in favor of investigating the food truck bylaw, with Mayor Chris White saying food trucks are more of a pressing economic issue versus a rabbit hole, like regulating short-term accommodations. The food trucks resonate with me because you're helping out farmers on ag lands, said Count Mark Baumeister. To me, that's worthy of exploration if you're looking for priorities. The proposed work is not anticipated to impact the township's 2025 budget, and any required financial resources will be accommodated within the existing budget framework. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.